I've come to an industrial estate on the outskirts of Cardiff city centre, where the students from the Military Preparation College are currently being put through their paces. The college was founded in 1999 to provide a unique environment designed to prepare young people for both military and civilian future employment. The college is today being awarded an Investors in People Gold Award, the first of its kind to be awarded in Wales. Hugh Lewis is the director of the college.
It rewards the fact that we've achieved excellence in the delivery of basic skills. It's a result of a lot of hard work for the staff and students to be able to achieve that award, and we're extremely proud of it.
But what do the students think? How does the military training environment compare to the more conventional education system? What's it like having a sort of military staff teaching you?
It's a lot more disciplined. You can't get away with as much stuff as you would in a civilian school. Civvy school, normally disciplined couple of weeks and they lay off a bit, you don't get any of that, yeah. It's a lot. It's very disciplined.
So when you see your friends from your old schools, and you say to them what you're doing here, are they surprised? Are they shocked by how things are done here?
Yeah, they're shocked, but I think some of them actually want to do it because that's all we go on about is how good it is, and we do stuff that they haven't done before. So I think they're surprised, yeah.
And what would you think if some of your military staff went and worked in your school, your old school? How would your friends who haven't come here, how would they react?
Reality check. They're a big reality check.
It'd shock them, really, because they're so much disciplined than normal teachers in normal schools.
Is it fun as well as being disciplined, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, very fun. Yeah.
This latest award and the testimonies of the students proves that the combination of military ethos and the classroom environment has been working here. It'll be interesting to see, though, whether or not this new approach to teaching gets such good results in mainstream schools. James Banks, CGS News.